Welcome to the Align with Anna podcast. My name is Anna Ortiz Aragon, CEO and founder of Align with Anna. I am a Reiki master, a sound healer, and soulful entrepreneur. And my goal is to empower and inspire my fellow soulpreneurs to create massive impact and influence with their soul-driven businesses. All of my besties, all of my clients are business owners. They're all about the magic, all about the holistic healing, and we're here to turn up together. So please tune in, maybe grab a notepad, and we're gonna get it going. I love you all. Have a wonderful day and enjoy this episode. Hey, Soul Fam, how's it going? I want to invite you to join my texting community. The number is 415-548-7236. I'm from the Bay, so we got the 415, and then the rest of it is 548-7236. The number is also in the description of this podcast and on the homepage of my website, www.alignwithanna.com. So essentially, I discovered this early 2021, and I was like, yo, you know what? I see these business owners and these influencers having these texting communities. Let me see what this is all about. I actually learned about it on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the plug. If y'all don't know about Clubhouse, also download that app. So you're gonna shoot me anything you want. You can say hi, you can say, yo, what's up, it's Anna. You can say, yo, how's it going? Regardless, send me something and you will be subscribed to the texting situation. And it will be real text from me. Like literally you confirm and you acknowledge that data and message rates may apply. But then after that, it's all me. It's audio, it's links to my favorite resources, it's gifts, it's memes, and it's basically just anything that I feel called to share. My membership ladies, the Oracle Lounge girls, are gonna get their own thread. My organizing declutter course are gonna get their own thread. My mastermind ladies are gonna get their own thread. And then there's just gonna be one for all of us to just kick it, you know? I love you guys, so please shoot me a text, 415-548-7236. Love y'all. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Align with Anna podcast. I'm Anna Ortiz Aragon, and I have Jason Winters with me today. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Good to be here.
Yay. Thank you for joining me. So this is episode 4 of season 2. We are going to be discussing emotional eating and EFT. Okay, Jason, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited to be here and talk about EFT and tapping and what it's done for me and how it can, it's really supporting thousands, millions of people worldwide. So where do I start? I'm an EFT tapping coach. And so EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And at the root of it all, at the bottom, it is basically a stress reduction tool. And so we use EFT to reduce stress, feelings of overwhelm, anxious feelings. So if you're having any of that, especially what's going on right now, home with family, home with kids, you know, what's going on out in the world, lots and lots of stress. And so this is a tool that I'm going to teach you all today that you'll be able to use to literally reduce stress. 40% of stress is reduced in minutes. So that's a tall claim, right? But we're gonna fill it. And a little bit about me. I started health coaching, went to business coaching, back to health coaching, business coaching. And so finally, I'm, you know, kind of back in this space where I'm supporting people in all areas, like health, business, life, whatever it is. But my focus is on helping people to experience food freedom, which means that emotional eating that's chronic, that's kind of blocking you from reaching your goals, I'm helping people to overcome that. And my story is that I was a chronic emotional eater and food cravings on a diet roller coaster. And it literally was blocking me from being able to move forward in my business, because then the limiting beliefs and the fear of showing up and At the end of the day, it was shame, right? Not loving who I really am at the size that I was and everything, you know, it becomes this huge burden on our life. And we don't realize, I didn't realize how much it was slowing me down because I wasn't able to show up in my business. Can't really push the go live button if you don't love yourself. Can't really do, it's a lot of stuff that you really are, if you do it, even when you do it, it's not really aligned because it's just like you're kind of pulling through the mud and it's just like, oh, but then once you're free of all of that, you're able to move forward with true self-love and self-care because self-care is just a demonstration of self-love, right? So you're taking care of yourself, you're loving yourself, and you have more room to love other people and just bring people along this amazing journey of your life, right? Because your life informs your business and your health and everything else. So that's really me, right? I'm just Jason. So happy to be here.
Oh, Jason, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Sure.
Okay, so the first thing that sticks out to me is like emotional eating being directly related to your business. Can you expand on that for all of our business owners out there?
Yeah. So, more specifically, it started out being a problem because I started out with weight loss coaching and now I don't do any weight loss anything. But when I started with that, it was a lot of pressure because I had like this 80 pound weight loss and everybody was like, oh, what are you doing? How are you doing it? And from my heart, I really wanted to help people. Well, when I started gaining the weight back in this yo-yoing because of the emotional eating, because of not dealing with things, right? It started to affect my business because now I'm not able to show up because there's a lot of shame. Like, oh, don't look at me. Even though I had the knowledge, I had the information, I had boss coaching skills, I had too much shame to really be able to show up, you know, light enough. There was a lot of heaviness that was just burdening me down. And so even if it's not emotional eating, right, affecting your business, our emotions, which is basically our energy in motion, that's the definition of emotions, right? Our emotions are hindering us from reaching our goals. So maybe it's alcohol. I don't want you to just think about food freedom, but what we're feeding ourselves emotionally, what we're feeding ourselves physically, what we're feeding ourselves. And food just happens to be one of the things that was me. Like I was just like going for food because it was a comfort thing for me. But it could be our negative self-talk. It could be any, because that's literally what we're feeding ourselves. Now, I'm talking about more of the physical food, but just think for you, if it's like, oh, I'm okay. I was actually talking with a trainer today, and he was just like, well, food isn't my thing, but it was alcohol. Or maybe it's what you're watching, or maybe it's binge watching TV or pornography. It's something that we tend to go to feel that comfort. And that leaves us in a space where it really tugs at our confidence of the belief that we'll ever be free of that thing that's holding us down, whatever that thing is. And then it affects our business because we feel guilty. We're not showing up authentic because it's like I have this hidden secret in the background. And so I can show, you know, hey, but even if we are making money or, you know, whatever appears to be success, I'm not truly successful. And that's that's how it affects our business. So we're not able to be the 100% in our business or whatever our abilities are going to be dimmed because of this thing, right? And for me, it was food.
Yes. Yeah, and I think it just goes to show like how important it is to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's about being who you are. And it just reminds me, like, it's okay to have shame. It's okay, right? It's okay to be an emotional eater. That's okay too. I think that what it is as we grow and as we begin to love ourselves, it's like, hey, this is me and I'm not really proud of it, or this is me. And I think that's the thing, is that when we hide that shame, when we hide, you know, when we start having all these secrets and things like that, that's when we're really stuck. We're not able to move forward. And the shame will just start peeling off once we start showing things, right? It's just giving ourselves that permission to just be authentic is just a powerful thing, right?
Yeah.
So
ultimate freedom. Yeah. So beautiful. Okay. So now tell us a little bit about how you discovered EFT.
So this is like, I always get this question and I never really know the answer, but is that my notification or? I didn't know if that was, okay, sorry about that. I never really know where I originally found it, but you know, the Google machine will find you and start presenting things to you like, well, if you like this, you might like this. So I think I saw like something on EFT, like a training or something, and I took it and then found a YouTube video and things like that. But the reason I really stuck with that is because I went through IIN. I'm not sure if anybody else is familiar with that, but that's like one of the biggest health coaching schools out there. And it's based in New York. And when I went through IIN, it was opening my mind to just this idea of being with yourself and using food as fuel and all of that. But it really opened up my mind to the emotional component of why I was eating the foods and all of that. It opened it up, but then I still was left with it. So I didn't really know how to process it or what to do with it. And that's when EFT came in and said, oh, okay, so having just the awareness, but also how to process these emotions and clear them when it's time. And that's what was like the game changer for me and for my health and for the emotional eating and self-love and worth, right? Not just knowing the worth, but feeling the worth. So EFT is just been amazing for that.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think, you know, talk therapy can only get you so far, for example. I really believe that like at the core, it's all about energy. Energy is energy, and emotions are energy in motion. It's like, if we're not releasing these energies, they become like knots. Like if you go to the massage therapist once a month and you have knots always in your shoulder, it's like, okay, dude, you can keep going to the massage therapist thinking that they're going to solve your problem. Right. Or you can go inside and be like, okay, so what is this really about? Am I carrying too much responsibility? Am I carrying too much burden that needs to be distributed with my family? So tell us more about how it releases the emotions in the body.
Okay, yeah. And then I would love to also like demonstrate it. Is that cool that we do that too?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right, cool. So I want to keep it not all sciencey, because this is something that is meant to just be used. And sometimes with certain modalities, we get all wrapped up in the science of it all. But I'm going to share a tool with you that you'll be able to kind of go deeper where I've really explained it all. But when, if anybody's familiar with acupuncture or acupressure, this is like a cousin to that energy technology, right? So I call it energy technology because it's an amazing tool. You have it at your fingertips all the time. So when you think of the meridian system, it's just the energy pathways in our body. So think of a river flowing through your entire body. And as long as things are flowing, we're good to go. When we have something that like interrupts that flow, like an event in life, normally a childhood event or traffic, right? We're driving down the street, traffic, whatever that happens, it actually puts a disruption in our energy system and our flow. And we feel that in our body. So that's why after a long drive in traffic, like you might feel tension in your shoulders or what have you. So we need to get that energy flowing again. And that's what EFT does, is it allows us to have that energy flow. And we're just tapping on specific points in the body. And we're saying certain phrases, drawing attention to the emotion that we're feeling or the energy that we're feeling. And it's actually sending a calming signal to a part of our brain called the amygdala. And that part of the brain is our fight, flight, or freeze response. So it's why you as a mama are very protective of that beautiful baby boy, right? If anybody tries to come by him and do harm, mama bear is coming out in a very different way than you would if you didn't, you know, if you weren't a new mom, right? So we have this response. We're running around every day, all day. We meaning society, we're running around every day, all day with these responses. And it's not necessary. It's just, we're just sending intention, right?
Exactly.
And so this technique allows us to use to reduce stress when we are stressed, when we don't think we're stressed, when we just even want to relax or sleep better or grow our business, right? Or take control of our health in a special way. All of that we can do with tapping. And so we're able to just reduce the stress in our body and have the energy flowing in our system.
Yes, so good. Yeah, I am a frequent flyer to acupuncture. Like my doctor, she's like my best friend. And so I am often in there. But yeah, like if you don't, you know, have time or the finances to go see like a doctor on the table, your fingers are always here. And me with two boys, like you also have a toddler, like this is something that I want to raise my children with, especially with men. Have you ever done this work with children?
Yeah, well, I use it on my son all the time. And my wife, she had a pain-free birth. I tapped on her when she was in labor. Mm-hmm. I tapped on her when we were on the way to the hospital. And when she was, I think, about 9 months pregnant, I did like some tapping. She was having some discomfort in her stomach. And we tapped and it was gone in like 11 minutes. It was, the pain was gone. And she was in pain all day. And when I got in, we tapped and she was like, oh my goodness. Like it was really amazing for her.
Fantastic. So
it's safe, right? And it works. It really, really does.
Okay. Would you like to give us a quick demo and maybe an example of like what you're tapping on personally? Yeah. Like right now, what are you working on?
Yeah. So, right now I'm studying intuitive eating, which I'm really loving that. But what I was thinking is we could do one of two things. And the reason why I want to recommend these is because one is like everybody can relate. And the other one, I think maybe a lot of people who are watching can relate. So we can do anxiety because everybody has some anxiety somewhere. And then the other one we can work on like anxiety specifically in our business. So we can do general anxiety where everybody will be able to pick. And if you're like, oh, which one? Then we can allow the process to work for whoever is doing it. Because you're going to be my echo. And and we're going to pick a specific thing that you're going to work on. So if you want to do like general anxiety, or you can do anxiety like in your business, for instance.
I'm feeling business. I want to do anxiety and business.
All right, cool. And this is something that everybody has. Maybe it's around finance. And I'm just saying this for the listeners so they can kind of tune in to what that feeling is in your body that you're feeling or in your mind. What is the limiting belief? I want you to think of maybe a limiting belief. We're only going to pick one thing to work on right now. What is the limiting belief? I know with having kids, sometimes it can be you're thinking of like, well, now I have kids. That means I have less time in my business or whatever. Think about something that's either a limiting belief or a fear or a doubt or anything of that nature. Does something come up for you?
Yes. I was thinking that it has to be really hard to make money. It's going to require a lot of my energy, a lot of my time. Just it's going to be difficult to make lots of money.
Yes. So let's work on that. It's going to be really hard. It's going to be difficult to make a lot of money. And how true is that on a 0 to 10 scale?
True.
Meaning like 10, like this is so true. Like it has to be hard. Yeah, it's super true.
You know, right now it's feeling like an 8, you know.
That's really, really true at an 8. All right. So we're going to work on this. And if anybody else has something else, just go ahead and work on that specific thing. And at the end, remind me to talk about, because we're talking about emotional eating, right? So why would we ever be tapping around this? And I'm going to tie this together for you to help you understand why this absolutely relates, even though we're talking about emotional eating. All right. So I want you to think about this. This level 8, it has to be really hard, just really feeling into that. And all the reasons that it has to be hard too. And I know you have the baby, but you're going to be tapping on the side of the hand. And I'm just going to go through why you're thinking about that. I want to just show the listeners and the watchers the point. So on the side of the hand, right where if you were to chop something like that part of the hand, and it doesn't matter whether you're tapping on your right hand or your left, just whichever you're drawn to. And then the next point is going to be the top of the head here. And then we're going to be tapping on the eyebrow. So right where the eyebrow starts, and you can do both sides or just one side, doesn't really matter. The next point is the side of the eye. So right where, if you were wearing glasses, the arm would be laying there. And then on that same bone, just right underneath of the eye, under the nose, on the chin, right on that crease. And then on the collarbone, I just open up my hand and just tap here, or just like you're doing that. That's another way to do it as well. And then underneath of the arm, right, if for ladies where your bra strap will lay, and for guys right in alignment with your nipple, you would just tap under the arm. So those are all the points, and I'm going to guide you through them. So if you don't have them memorized, don't worry. And then at the end, I'll give you a worksheet where you'll be able to download those points too. So on the side of the hand, we're going to start. Okay. And everybody just pick your issue. And if you want to work with us on the fact that it has to be hard and difficult, we'll go with that. Or if it's something else for you, that's fine as well. So on the side of the hand, even though I have this belief that to be successful in my business, it has to be really, really hard.
I deeply and completely
love and accept myself. Yeah. And again, even though I feel that it has to be really, really hard
to be successful in my business,
I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Yeah. And one more time, it has to be really hard for me to make this thing work.
It has to be really hard to help me make this thing work.
Yeah. And I got to put a lot of energy and effort into it. But I'll be okay. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Okay. So tapping on the top of the head, I want you to really just imagine all the work that you have to do. You have to work so hard. It has to be really difficult. And I want you to just think of the things that you have to do that define hard and difficult. What are some of those things you have to do?
Okay. For me, the tech feels like the biggest mountain. Okay.
I have to learn a lot of tech, and I have to make sure everything is perfect. Good. Eyebrow point. Oh, that's going to be really overwhelming. Yeah. Side of the eye. And I have to get new technology. Like, I have to make sure I'm up to date on all the trends. Under the eye. And make sure that my website is up to par. And everything is functioning properly. Under the nose. And that my emails are going out just so. On the chin. And make sure that I don't send out an email saying, hey, first name. I did that yesterday.
Oh, my God. The email.
Yeah, this is really hard work, and it has to be this way. Under the arm.
That's the only way I could be successful.
Yeah. Top of the head. I wonder where I learned this. Eyebrow. Where did I learn that success takes hard work? Side of the eye.
I mean, some people do it without hard work.
Under the eye, but not me. It has to be really hard for me. Under the nose. Success takes a lot of work. On the chin. And sacrifice. Collarbone. I have to make a lot of sacrifices.
I have to make a lot of sacrifices.
But I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
But I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Under the arm, and I choose to relax in this moment.
And I choose to relax in this moment.
Top of the head, maybe there's a different way.
Maybe there's a different way.
Eyebrow point, I'm open to other options.
I'm open to other options.
Saturday, I'm open to more ease.
I'm open to more ease.
Under the eye, more love.
More love.
Under the nose, honoring myself.
Honoring myself.
On the chin, honoring my time.
Honoring my time.
On the collarbone, and acknowledging that making money is easy.
And acknowledging that making money is easy.
And growing my business is easy.
And growing my business is easy.
I just need to learn the process.
Just need to learn the process.
And respect my process.
And respect my process.
Okay, let's take a deep breath in and out. And I want you to say that, like, it's really hard and difficult to be successful in business. And how true is that?
It's really hard and difficult to be successful in business. Okay, that's a 4 now.
Okay, good.
Yes.
There we are. There we have it.
Twice and a half.
Yes. Yeah, nice. And so absolutely. With tapping, when something comes back, because that's often a question, it's like, well, that was great for right now, but how do I know that this thing really worked? Like, is it going to, what about tomorrow when I'm feeling this way again? Well, the amazing thing is that with tapping, we work on what's called aspects. So it's different pieces to this, right? So when you're feeling heaviness again and doubt or maybe some fear again, I want you to really look at what is that fear about? Right? Because we didn't flatten it to a 0. That's the goal, right? So over time, you'll be able to, you know, if you've really like had a full 1-hour session, we could actually work on some of those aspects and go even deeper. So it would be more questions like, who told you that? Like maybe nobody told you verbally that, but maybe it's because you saw mom and dad work so hard. Or maybe because you saw a family member. And so it was ingrained in you. It was taught to you. Where did you first learn that? You know, those type of things. And those are the very important things that we then tap on that. Like, oh, I saw mom and dad do it. Okay, so even though I saw mom and dad, they worked so hard. How did that make you feel, right? It may have been loneliness because mom and dad were always gone and it was just me and my sibling to kind of, right? Yeah. So these emotions come up, right? That energy starts to come up when we start to think about those root causes of, oh, business means I might be lonely, right? Mm-hmm. Working hard and right. And so we start to see like, oh, this is where I stop. But this is where I, you know, get stuck. Or things like tech issues can come from certain limiting beliefs also. They can come from fear, right? I'm not good at things. I'm not good enough. You know, I'm going to make a mistake. Like I sent out, hey, first name. And so many people actually responded to that. It was so funny. All right. But that's something that it's shame around that. Like, I don't want to look like a fool in front of everybody. Right. Yeah. And so we really get to the root of why is it that I am stuck in this particular piece of my business? And we really need to look at those root causes, those real deeper reasons. And that's why this work is so powerful.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. Like as soon as you ask that question, like, where did I learn this? Like my dad popped in and he was like, time is money, work is hard, blah, blah, blah. And it was like these mantras that I grew up with basically. Yeah. And they were deep, deep, deep inside. And I could just feel them like getting uncomfortable and shifting and moving. Yeah. I'm like, hey, Anna, you don't believe that, do you? Like, do you really subscribe to that? Like, no, that's a choice, you know? And, rewiring the brain and just moving those things on out.
Mm-hmm. That's really powerful because we automatically know. Like we automatically know who taught us that. And they didn't tell you that you can't be successful, you can't do it.
Right.
But we learned that from watching. We learned that from listening and watching the behaviors. and that becomes part of us. It gets ingrained. And so we have to do this deeper work to kind of get it out.
Totally.
Yeah.
This is so special. Like this is information that everybody needs to know. It's a technology, you know,
yes.
Like me hating on technology, like Anna, this is technology too. Like, hello.
I call this energy technology because it's like cutting edge. This stuff is amazing.
I
did a session with a group of kids yesterday on Zoom. I wish I had recorded it. It was amazing. Like, it was so cool. And even my own limiting beliefs, I was like, these kids are not going to be interested in this because it was like 8 to 18. And so I was like, oh, how do I present to? And they were totally into it. We were tapping on like math issues and stuff. And so it just taught me, like, Jason, get your stuff out of the way. These kids were really stressed about school and this and this and this. And at that age, because I promised that I would bring this, how does this relate to emotional eating? It's really not just emotional eating. It's habits. And so for me, my story is stress in school. After school, I was ready to eat. Like, after school snack wasn't just because of the physical hunger. It was the emotional deprivation as well. Yeah. It was the mental fatigue, and food was the comfort. It was the thing like, oh, some excitement in life. Mm-hmm, and when you do things in your business that have been so hard, right? Like, you do all this tech stuff. And it's just like, oh, it just gives me, like, yesterday just had a horrible day, right? Because, like, the tech stuff, right? And then at the end of it, like, do you feel invigorated and joyful? Like, you may be on some level proud. Like, I'm so glad, you know, I'm really proud of myself. But at the end of the day, maybe it drained you. And so your reward or your comfort is to eat. But not that, I'm not saying that emotional eating is all bad. It's when it becomes chronic, and that's the thing that you're depending on. Or when things are not successful, then you lean on food. And if food is not your thing, what is the habit that you lean on? Maybe maybe it's something else for everybody. And so that's how the emotional habit, I'll say, right? For me, emotional eating, it comes from that. Or we're in coronavirus and we're trying to build a business. Like, typically, food is a big deal. Because it's something that we need to live, but it becomes this thing that we use as a crutch to cope with things in a way that is destructive to our body.
So good, Jason. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Okay, so one final question that I ask everybody is, What is something that you have recently let go of?
Dieting.
Mm-hmm.
Dieting. Beautiful. That's one of the most recent things. I've started intuitive eating, becoming an intuitive eater, and it's just been phenomenal. It's been so freeing for me. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I remember listening to you, Camille Dangerfield is how we were connected. The Intentional Income Summit last year was phenomenal. That's how I saw your video. And I was like, yes, EFT, people need to know. And then on Camille's Intentional Morning on Clubhouse. So, intuitive eating. It's also like allowing your intuition to guide your EFT practice, you know, like, you say what you really need to say and get it out. Like, only you know what's really best for you. Like, yes, we can have teachers and guides to show us the general flow, but like, if it's not words that you need to release specifically and like identify these core issues, like, man, that intuition is just powerful. So yes, love it.
Yeah, I wanted to you brought up something, and I just wanted to say this last thing about that, because what you said reminded me of affirmations. And so a lot of times people ask, like, well, why would I want to say the negative? Like, why would I want to say things like, you know, I feel like I'm failing in my business, or, you know, this is really hard, this is difficult. Don't I want to say the positive things, right? So I want to just take a moment to address that, because affirmations are very, very powerful, and we should use affirmations, right? But when we are using affirmations that are not true, it's hard for them to stick. So I use the idea of even duct tape. Duct tape is a very powerful tape, right? But if you have the surface that has a lot of dirt on it, It doesn't matter how powerful the duct tape is, it's not going to stick. So if you have these powerful affirmations, but we have all of this stuff going on in our system, we can say those affirmations over and over again, but it may never stick. So something like, I am a millionaire, if that does not feel true to you, then let's figure out how can we shift that affirmation to something that's more true. Maybe that will be, you know, every day I'm taking new steps that's going to lead me to being a millionaire, right? That may feel more true. If you've never even made $100,000 in a year, but you're going to say to yourself, I'm a millionaire. Like, is that really sticking? And only you know if it's sticking. And so just be mindful of even your positive affirmations to make sure that you're not putting duct tape on a dirty table, right? Or a surface. Exactly. And it's not going to stick. And so there's a time for positive affirmations, and we use tapping, and we haven't gotten into that today, but we use tapping to really sound in those positive affirmations. But I'm a big proponent of making sure that those affirmations are true for you. Right. And the negative that we're saying is actually acknowledging and honoring those feelings too. So we need to acknowledge and honor the things that are negative, and so we can make space for for more of what we want.
Yes, like address the shadow, you know, shine some light on the darkness, and it doesn't have so much power anymore.
It doesn't have so much power.
It's not that serious.
Right.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Jason. Okay. So tell us now how we can reach you, and you have a gift as well, right? So share with us.
Yeah. So I'm here on Facebook at jasonwinters.coach. That's my page. I have a community, a free Facebook community. That's terrible. I forget the handle. But if you want to connect with me, just go ahead and message me. I'm at jasonwinters.coach on Instagram as well. And I can send you you can actually connect on Instagram. You can find the link to the free group, my community, my text community. All of that is in there. And the free gift is at foodfreedomtapping.com. So if you go to foodfreedomtapping.com, you will get three powerful tapping scripts that you will be able to use. And if you know anyone who is struggling with unhealthy relationship with food, please share this with them, because a lot of people are struggling and their health is suffering because of it. Self-esteem is suffering because of it. So foodfreedomtapping.com, it's a free three. I guide you through the process. And I also have a bonus in there that it's not even advertised bonus, but it's a bonus of me going through this tapping routine with a lady who had a craving at a level 7, and we knocked the craving all the way down to a 0. She couldn't even find the craving anymore, and she was like craving this food. It's really powerful.
Wow, that is so special. Yeah, I can think of a couple people who could really use this.
Please share. Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh my gosh. Jason, this has been absolutely fantastic. Any final thoughts for us?
I just want to say thank you to you. And I think the last thing that I really want to say is don't underestimate the power of tapping, and just use it. Like, one of the biggest mistakes, and I am calling it a mistake, I believe we come to things in time, but once people start tapping, it becomes this, am I doing it right? And all of this, like, just get out of the way of it. It's a process that is communicating with your brain. It's communication with your body. And don't overthink it. Just do it and just use the technique, right? You don't have to pay anybody to do it. You don't ever have to pay me, right? You know how it works, right? You get on my email list. I'm going to send you stuff and invite you to things. Don't get caught up in any of that. If it's not for you, it's not for you. I believe so strongly in this method because it helps in so many areas of your life, your health, your business. Kids can use it, right? So start, just use the tapping. Like, just that's my biggest thing. Please do it, because you're going to see a shift. Just like you got that shift for you, it's going to be so many different areas of your life, and you don't have to necessarily sit down and, you know, do a specific round of it. You can do it in between your day. Like, you could just start tapping. Yeah. Do it.
Beautiful. Yeah. And start where your intuition leads you. Like, I did a whole one for my mom and a whole one for my father, and release some major things by focusing even on like relationships with people, you know? So, oh my God, like the possibilities are endless to this healing, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So just do it.
Just do it. Okay. Jason, this has been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We're going to sign off now.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Align with Anna. I am so grateful to have you, to share space with you, and spread this magical wisdom. If you'd like to keep in touch, please visit my website, www.alignwithanna.com, and subscribe to my newsletter. And if you'd like to work with me, I offer a monthly membership called the Oracle Lounge. This is for my soul sisters, my fellow soulpreneurs who are looking to co-work, experience an annual retreat, and talk energy and mindset on a weekly basis. It's lit, my friends. And if you'd like to work with me more intimately, I offer one-on-one coaching. I also do soul business readings, Reiki, and sound healing. So if any of that is calling your name, visit my website. And please, if my guests are calling your name, reach out to them. All their information is in the show notes. These guys are legit. I have experienced all of their work personally, and I am a huge fan. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day.